This sign shows how integrated the Pastons are with the village of Gresham. Our troubles today are because of Lord Mullane's and his wife, who insist that Gresham Castle is theirs by right, and we should pay tribute to them. I ran into Lady Mullane's the other day, and she insisted that my husband owes Lord Mullane's payment for our lands.
Mistress Paston, I know very well that you are delaying payment, so that I will not have what belongs to me by right. Payment was paid in Thomas Chaucer's time, regularly, and since John Paston will not come to an agreement with me, I will sue you for it, according to the law.
Please, my lady, I beseech you, do not proceed in this business. Wait until my husband comes home.
I am only a woman, and must do what my officers advise, so therefore I will act accordingly.
Honestly, I believe as soon as he is home, he will do what is fitting, and if John is certain it is of legal right, he will pay it very willingly.
Sir Robert of Maltby, your grandfather, and many of your ancestors paid it without ever objecting to it. And you will find my Lord Mullane's men will take by force what is duly owed until your husband sees reason.
I worry about how this will end. We are being threatened on all sides by these unwarranted claims. Please, continue on the road ahead. In about 400 metres, make a sharp left on Chequers Road and follow the route towards what remains of Gresham Castle. Press pause when you are on Chequers Road, and I will fill you in on the outrageous behaviour of Lord Mullane's men.